OMG, you are in a house full of liberals. Are you okay, friend? Hey, how has it been with other people who are so politically opposite from where you stand? These are just a couple of the messages that I have received over the last 5 days. I am shocked by the amount of outreach that I have received and honestly really thrilled because I think that this is a conversation that absolutely has a place in our industry and that definitely needs to be continued. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. My name is Andrea Eppolito, and we come together here to celebrate life, luxury, and above all else, love. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I just spent the last 5 days in Antigua, Guatemala, working as an educator for Wedding Pro and The Knot Worldwide. Now, we shared a stunning villa in Antigua, and I was housed with both the B2B team from The Knot, along with Jason Ree and Terica Skaggs. Now, over the last, call it two and a half years, Jason specifically has been very vocal about his belief system on places like Instagram and Facebook. And Terica is a lot more neutral and doesn't tend to discuss these things publicly, which I completely respect. And to be totally honest and candid, I have not had a specific politically driven conversation with Terica. Not because either one of us is afraid or uncomfortable of that conversation. It just isn't our relationship. But I adore her. Jason and I have been on quite a journey together, very specifically in the last 24 months, because while he previously represented one side rather vocally, I came on the podcast and I represented another. Now, there are a lot of creative conservatives out there in the industry, a lot more than you probably know about because most of us don't talk publicly about our beliefs. Now, this is not because we are ashamed. It's not because we are scared, although we have faced quite a bit of backlash and there have been a number of issues that have come up for people who have been out in terms of being creative conservatives or voting Republican. But what I find interesting is that people were actually concerned about my mental and emotional well-being. And so many of you came out and said, like, hey, are you okay? Do you feel included? Is it uncomfortable? And it raises the question, a liberal and a conservative walk into a house. And the punchline is, when you ask what happened, is we had a spectacular time. You may have seen that Jason Ree created a death montage of me sleeping and napping where he literally crept through the foliage and got video of me taking like a really peaceful nap. And the internet went crazy. You guys loved it to the point that people started sending in requests of the music that they wanted the videos set to. We had a great time. And we had really, really meaningful conversations with each other. So much so that Jason is going to come on the podcast next week. And we're going to just talk about our history. Many people don't know this, but we have known each other for a decade. We actually worked for a company together in two different markets about 10 years ago. And we're going to talk about what we've been through as colleagues, what we've been through as friends, where our relationship is today. And hopefully this podcast will create a platform and an agency for change, not change in beliefs, because I'm not out here evangelizing one side over the other, and I'm not trying to convert people over. I'm not giving out red pills. I'm not asking anyone to wear a MAGA hat, although I would kind of love to see that. But the reality is I don't want to force my belief system on anyone else. What I do want is to open up the idea for respectful conversations. I want to create a space where people can talk to each other and not just type angrily into the void. I think that we as Americans are the most empathetic of all of the nations, all of the nationalities. If you think about it, Americans really do look out at the world and we put ourselves in other people's places and we try to imagine their realities. And then we do make great efforts to support each other and to learn and to assist and to lift up. And that's not just on the Republican side and it's not just on the liberal side. The problem is that we have been grossly and greatly divided, not by each other, but by the media and by the internet. Because when you are able to aggressively type into the void and you're not sitting across from another human being, you can devolve into the most aggressive. You can devolve into the most one-sided, and you can really get into your head and get into a place where your way is the only way. It is the exact opposite belief and foundational principle of what America was built on. It is the worst part of the World Wide Web. It is the worst part of social media. Because if you've ever read Adam Grant, Think Again, and this is something that I recommend everybody read, and I'm not going to lie, I struggle with Adam Grant's writing, and I struggle with the way that his books are set up because there's a lot of graphs and there's a lot of case studies, and I really like a more narrated type of authorship. But really what he's talking about is strong beliefs loosely held. The idea that you can believe in something very, very strongly with every fiber of your being and let be opened to the possibility that you are wrong. Be open to the possibility that you can evolve, that there is maybe a better way to think or to act or to move forward. And that's something that doesn't happen on Facebook. It's something that doesn't happen on Instagram. And so while I'll come on the podcast and I will outwardly say, actually, I am more conservative in these particular areas. Actually, I am going to be voting Republican. Actually, I did and do support Donald Trump. When I say things like that here, it's much more difficult for people to attack me. But even here, the same thing happens. I get a bunch of people who kind of creep out and send me messages saying, hey, thanks so much for that. I'm not going to come out, but it really means a lot to have somebody with a great standing in the industry be able to say that and to see that like your business hasn't been closed, that you haven't been shut down. And then I have a whole bunch of other people who don't take kindly to the message. The point is, the internet is not a place for real conversation because it doesn't allow for the real-time sharing of your opinion. It doesn't create a space where you can look at somebody in the eye and talk to them and hear them. Your level of empathy for a screen or a microphone goes way, way down. But when you put a bunch of people in a house and you lock the door and you have no choice but to look at each other, when you share a meal together, when you share a drink together, when you're getting ready and you're in the car and you're sitting across from each other and you realize that you are not with a label, but you're with a person, all of your defenses go down, all of your anger subsides, and suddenly you find yourself not wanting to fight this person, but you really seek to understand them. And that's one of the reasons that I think in-person conversations or even conversations on the phone are so much more valuable than a political post. Now, again, I am not going to speak for Jason. I am so excited about having him on the podcast. I really, really, if you guys tune in to nothing else, I want you to come and to listen to the journey that we've had together, because it is broken and bent and heartbreaking and heartwarming and ultimately a really beautiful example of what can happen when two people leave all of the nonsense behind them and are open to having a real conversation. So, for those of you who have reached out, thank you so much. I can't tell you what it means to me to have a community of people who are truly concerned about my mental and emotional health and well-being. The fact that you would take the time to say, like, hey, friend, this has got to be hard for you. Are you okay? Absolutely means the world to me. And I just think that we are turning a corner as Americans and as an industry where we are no longer allowing a special interest group or a slogan or a chant to define who we are. But we have finally come back to the realization and the understanding that the system is absolutely broken, that there are big problems in this country that need to be addressed and fixed, and that the only way that that happens is if we stop listening to the media and we start listening to each other. Now, I tell my kids, everyone is the hero of their own story. I don't believe in villainizing a person or a belief in terms of a broad-based brushstroke, but I really do believe that we have a lot that we can say, a lot that we can learn, and that opportunities like this don't come along very often. But when they do, you really need to dig in. You need to do the hard work of communicating. And when you come out on the other side, gosh, it's a really spectacular, amazing opportunity for growth for everyone. And so with that, I just want to say we're going into the weekend. I hope you guys are able to relax, unwind. If you're working, I hope you do great work. If you're resting, I hope you're completely and totally unplugged and present with your family. And as always, I just appreciate and adore you. So if you are somebody who is not Jason Rhee and you want to come on the podcast and have a real conversation, I would love to have you. And if you have any questions or any comments or any concerns about what this process looks like, and you don't want to be on the podcast, but if you just want to talk, all of my information is in the notes. Please reach out. I am here to help you celebrate life, luxury, and above all else, love today and always. Thank you so much.